This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. We're joined this morning by lifelong friend, Christy Gonzalez, producer of the Connecticut Fishing and Outdoor Show, coming up at the Mohegan Sun and president of Northeast Expos. Christy, the business card's huge. Everyone knows you. You do great shows. And the next one coming up, we're looking outside. The grass is starting to come up. People are getting the itch to do some outdoor things. So, boom, perfect timing, the Connecticut Fishing and Outdoor Show. Thank you for joining me this morning, Christy.
And Paul, and thank you for having me.
So, you know, people in New England, we like doing New England-y things, and let's try to get some more people outdoors and do some of those things. So let's give me the, the eagle's view, if you will, of the Connecticut Fishing and Outdoor Show at Mohegan Sun.
So we will be at Mohegan Sun March 21st through the 23rd. We open at 3 p.m. on Friday, and what I am the most proud of this year is an amazing kids zone. It's about getting families and children into the outdoors, away from the Xboxes, away from the devices. Yes, they can experience nature, fishing. Like, the kids' zone is amazing. They can do a scavenger hunt. They're going to have tons of prizes. They can try to catch a trout. For me, it's about bringing the families together, spending time, and experiencing their time together, away from all their devices. I'm repeating myself.
No, I mean, that's
times.
The thing. We've all spoken the mantra so many times as parents, just like, get outside and do things. Get out. There's nothing to do. Get outside and do things. There's nothing to do. Well, here's a place you can show them some darn activities to get outside and do, and maybe join them, go for a hike, do some fishing, maybe a little camping. So all those times when the kids are like, there's nothing to do, and you're like, there's plenty of things to do. Well, here's a place you can go and get some ideas of those things to do outside.
Well, and absolutely. And that's our main focus this year. And again, they will receive a ton of prizes, a ton of free stuff. For me, it's about bringing the local companies together, bringing the families together, get away from the Xbox, get away from the device, and have a good time. You can spend hours there.
I mean, I don't think you can go in any town of this weird 169 towns of Connecticut and not find a little fishing hole or a little hiking trail. Like, you know, go to the store, go to the fishing show, get a little starter kit for you and the kids. And maybe just spend a couple hours sitting by a pond, fishing. Who cares if you don't catch anything? But that's how the memories begin. And that's how the, I don't want to say addictions, but that's how the addictions begin, of just getting outside, enjoying the outdoors.
Right. Well, who cares if you don't catch anything? Again, it's about just spending time together. There's fishing information, hunting information. The Coast Guard is there with life jacket safety. There's three gun dogs with training a puppy, house puppy, hunting puppy. Just anything. Everybody loves animals. We have Animal Adventures from Rhode Island. They'll be there with their alligators and their snakes, all these other things. There's just a ton of stuff for people to be involved with.
And I mean, one of my friends I went to high school with, her son has turned into this avid fisherman, and now they're traveling. You know, people I know people are like traveling sports, but traveling all over the Eastern Seaboard. He's been to Mississippi in fishing competitions, and it's just cool to watch him go around and do these fishing things that I'm frankly jealous that I don't get to do. But the outdoors is it's peaceful, and people need to realize that. Just get outside, and it's just peaceful, Christy.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, the outdoors is peaceful. And everybody that is there is so happy to educate and just make sure that everybody has the information. The DEEP of Connecticut, they're there to educate people about the hiking trails, the state parks, how to hunt safely. We have a laser shot range. There's just so much that is available for everybody free of charge.
And
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Yeah, and I mean, it's cheap to get in, people. It's totally worth it. If you can get your tickets online, adults are $12. At the door, they're $15. Kids 12 and under are free. One of my sons, he used to do it more, and he outgrew it. He loved archery. My mother-in-law's got some land in North Guilford. He loved archery. And last time we were at, Cabela's, he was like, Dad, I want to try it again. I was like, all right. So I knew this was coming up. I was like, this is the place to go. Like you said, for those people that want to educate, they want to talk to you and explain the safety.
Yeah.
And where, he wants to do archery. Where do we go? You know, what's the next stage? How does he continue doing this? And this is the place to get that information.
Yes, and absolutely. So ctfishingoutdoorshow.com, you can get your tickets online for $12, $15 at the door. But everyone that's there, again, they're so passionate, all small local businesses selling tackle, hunting gear, everything under the sun to get you out into the outdoors. It's education and getting the kids into the outdoors, getting everybody out of their Xboxes, getting everybody out of their devices, spending time with your family, doing things, hunting, fishing, kayaking.
Hiking. One of my favorite movies growing up was A River Runs Through It and the fly fishing. Like, I've always wanted to learn fly fishing. And the tying of the flies, like that's like mentally and visually ASMR for me, watching grown people online fly fishing and tying flies. Like, I just find that so cool. My uncle used to do it. I was like, one of those things that's on my bucket list is to learn fly fishing and do some fly fishing. And
you need to come to the show and visit the fly tying center, because I have a ton of fly tires. I have the fly casting pond. And like I told you before, Tall Tim just showed up in my driveway to help me build the fly casting pond.
Let's get into that a little bit. Like, what people always, they go to these events, whether it was the one you just had in Hartford for the flower show, or you're going to Mohegan Sun for the outdoor show. Like, it's not a small undertaking to put these on. Like, there's a lot of spreadsheet involvement of constructive chaos that goes on, I feel.
Yes. So Tall Tim, I'm going to call him Tall Tim because I have a Tall Tim and a small Tim. They're members of my, they're part of my team. So yes, we have a 10 by 40 fly casting pond that I'm constructing in my driveway right now, to just to make sure all the pieces are there when we get to the Mohegan Sun next week. We have to go buy the plastic, then we have to order that water, the electricity, yeah, and then we have the hog trough, the 5,000 gallon hog trough that will arrive on Thursday of next week. I have the trout pond, which is built by Aquascapes of Connecticut out of Portland. He will come on next Thursday to put that together with 2,000 gallons of water. And then Friday morning, Rolich Pond out of Sandy Hook will bring 75 fish for the children to try to catch.
That's the thing. A lot of people don't realize there's a lot of things that go into this. There's a lot of things you can't control. There's a lot of things you can't control. But, you know, the one thing you really try to control is just people having fun, getting educated, you know, just doing something different, whether it's that maybe, okay, this is the year, one of the kids is at that age, she wants to try fishing. She wants to, you know, learn about archery. She wants to maybe tackle a bigger hike, spend some more time outdoors, whether it's just getting a small tent, throwing it in the backyard and like making a pact to yourself, we're going to sleep in the tent outside. We'll, you know, cook on a little camp stove and just start small. And it expands. Like you said, we have all these beautiful state parks in Connecticut. You can adventure out of Connecticut once you're comfortable. New England's a beautiful place to spend some outdoor time. So if there's anyone out there, you know, they got that itch, they want to do more outdoor things this year, maybe that was your resolution. Get outdoors, get a little healthier. Hiking, it's a free activity. You can do it on your own. You can do it with friends. It's very easy to get into. And this is the place, the 2025 Connecticut Fishing and Outdoor Show, Mohegan Sun, Friday, March 21st. So coming up shortly, March 21st through Sunday, the 23rd. I mean, there's so many things to do. And joining me this morning was Christy Gonzalez, producer of the Connecticut Fishing and Outdoor Show at Mohegan Sun and president of Northeast Expo. I had to open up the business card to the next side there, Christy.
Thank you so much.
So it's
going to be great for everybody.
Yeah, it's events like this. And I mean, this is the thing. This is why I always say there's great things to do right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.